Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is economic development. We have Lance Gilman here, partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, and Greg Bumhess, the chairman of the Story County Commission. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Larry Mathias, Liz McMenamin, and Fred Larkin. Coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman. He is partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors, and Greg Bumhess, chairman of the Story County Commission. Pleasure to have you gentlemen on the program. I wanted to talk to you about what sounds to me to be a very exciting thing, which is that Story County has now become its own economic development authority. Tell us what that means.
Well, you know, it's been long going. We've needed to do this for quite some time. And, you know, with the industrial park that we have in the county, it's going to double the size of the industrial rooftops that we have in all of northern Nevada. And that's amazing how big that actually is. So with us creating our own industrial economic development board, it's going to put everything in Story County's hands to create this industrial park. And we've done a tremendous job in bringing folks in over the years to the industrial park, and this just gives us one more step up on filling these rooftops in the park there. And Lance and Roger have done such a good job, you know, with the county, and there's such a trust there that we just feel that, you know, with us getting the first leads coming out of the governor's office, it'll just expedite things much quicker in the park.
Now, when you were on the program last year in the legislative session, you were not particularly pleased with the way things were going. Are you more comfortable now that this has occurred?
Actually, yeah, they've made a lot of progress. You know, we weren't comfortable with the status quo of economic development within the north part of the state. The governor has made some major changes and is actively involved. We had a nice conversation about an hour and a half worth with a Washington, D.C. Consulting group that is actually looking at the north part of the state and the businesses we might attract and helping him. He's asked for that help. So the naming Story County, their development agency status, major step in these directions. So there's a lot of positive things happening, and they're working at it. Is it difficult? Sure. A lot of headaches going on with a lot of folks trying to bring all this together. And so I don't know that we'll see easy things happen soon, but certainly this is a part of the positive process that's going on.
Now, despite the fact that you're going to have your own economic development authority, you're going to continue to work with groups like Enon and MDA?
Absolutely. We'll work with both boards and some of the other boards that are out there. We're excited because we're kind of in control of our own destination now, and there's no second guessing who's doing what out there. But absolutely, we're still willing to work with anybody out there to create this economic giant that we have out there in the industrial park. I mean, think about it, twice the size of this park is twice the size in the first phase of everything that we have in Northern Nevada.
Everything in Northern Nevada.
In Northern Nevada.
It just in the first phase.
Double the size. I mean, you go out there and look anywhere else in Reno, Stead, everywhere else, it'll double the size in the first phase. And we're very excited about having this new board. We think we're really going to do a lot of good things out there. And we're working with NNDA as we speak. Edon's always, you know, been a help for us out there when we need them. So no, we're going to work with everybody.
Now, everybody's talking about jobs. Every politician that comes on the program, jobs, jobs, jobs. How many jobs have been created out at TRIC?
Roughly 8,000 today. There's about 127 companies doing business out of about 12 million feet under roof, and give or take 8,000 jobs today.
And, you know, people don't understand that we're talking buildings of 1 million square feet.
It's amazing. Right now we're hosting, that we're negotiating with, five different companies. One of them is 1.2 million feet under roof. A couple of million footers in there. I mean, we're getting spoiled here at the size of the company base that's looking. But TRI, right now we're in the process of grading 300-acre pads, pre-prepared for a company to go on. And with Story County being able to deliver a building permit within 30 days, I mean, we can literally, if a company says, well, we'd like to find a building that we can move into right now, they can literally move into Story County in 4 to 5 months in a brand new facility. That doesn't happen everywhere, so it's an unusual vehicle.
Since this Story County Development Authority has come into being, it seems to me the results have been quite remarkable. How many leads have you gotten in this first week?
I think
it's actually been probably a couple of weeks, but we've gotten five leads, which is more leads than we've gotten in a couple of years, to be honest with you. So this has been a great plus for us, really has. And you know, just getting these leads coming, you know, right into Story County. We know that park better than anybody. Not bagging on any other development authority that's out there. It's just, you know, we've been out there for 12 years with these guys. In fact, I think they should name a road after me. I've been out there so much with Lance.
I got mine first. All right.
But, you know, getting it to us right off the bat, all the questions that need to be answered, we can do that in one sitting, to where before it was taking three or four sittings and not all the correct answers were being answered.
The governor's position, you already said that you think the governor's heading in the right direction.
He's proactive. He's hands-on. As I say, he's looking with these consultants. That's what we might do. They've been, over the last month or so, a lot of focus groups, talking to a lot of us here in the north part. We're glad we finally got an opportunity to chat with them ourselves. He's looking at naming a new state director for economic development, and I believe that's going to come down within the next 3, 4, 5 weeks maybe, but they're close on that, and we're applauding. That's important. That's a very important post, and we need it sooner than later, because we're in the hunting season right now for companies. As we get into the winter, that kind of slows off, so we're looking forward to a new director being named so we can get somebody that's the spark plug on this whole process.
All right, let's take a break. More with our gentleman talking about industrial development and jobs when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman and Greg Bumhess. Greg is the chairman of the Story County Commission, and Lance is partner broker in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors. You know, one of the things that's hard for people who have not been out to the park is to just envision the entire scope. It's two-thirds of Story County, correct?
Yes, sir. It's two-thirds. If you're talking about basic landmass, it's two-thirds of Story County.
And so the ability to develop this is beyond anything we've ever seen in the state.
I think beyond anything most cities have seen in the United States today. It's the most unique asset, and it's really difficult to get your arms around it because the asset is there. It's completely developed. All of the utilities there, and they're in mega size. They're paid for. There's no debt. And a company can literally come in and say, geez, I'd like to locate there. And in 30 days, they've got a building permit, and they're building a building. Walmart was in a million-square-foot building out there in less than 6 months, and they said it was the slickest, easiest, fastest facility they've ever put up in the United States today. But the park is enormous. We're talking about just one phase of 5,000 acres doing 100 million feet under roof. And there are three phases of 5,000 acres completely ready to locate in right now. We're talking about 300 million feet under roof with all of the infrastructure oversized in the ground and paid for. I mean, it's unprecedented, but it still surprises me when folks are surprised that it's there or that we have it. It needs to be recognized.
Let's talk about alternative energy, because that's the hot topic in the state today. Right. What's going on in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center regarding that?
Well, we have a big company, Oak Creek, out of California, that's been working on alternative energy. It's a wind farm right inside the industrial park there, and stays within the industrial park. And they've done studies. They got a bunch of money invested in it, and it's the most shovel-ready job that there is in Nevada. They're sitting on basically $350 million ready to pump it into the northern Nevada economy and into Story County with these windmills, but they keep running into roadblocks. They have been able to get power purchase agreements from Nevada Energy, and they found it very difficult to do business in northern Nevada with the electrical folks. The status is they're still moving forward. We're working with them. We want to see this happen, you know, to get that green energy in the park and to get it fed into northern Nevada. And they're ready to go. I mean, they have the yellow equipment out there as we speak. They have windmills that can be purchased. They don't have to go out for financing. And within the first year, it pumps $350 million into the northern Nevada economy.
Just in the first year?
In the first year. They would be able to do that because you have to have, to get the tax credits, you have to be able to have everything built within 2012. Clock is ticking as we speak, because right now they're really, really pushing the envelope on being able to do that without getting these power purchase agreements from Nevada Energy. So, you know, we're still pushing, we're hopeful, but it's a fantastic deal that would be good for northern Nevada and the industrial park and especially Story County. But, you know, we're running into roadblocks.
What do you think might help move those roadblocks?
Not entirely sure. There's been a trend over the years. At TRI, we've been approached by the university. We're doing a lot of work with them on alternative energy and scientific projects out there, for example, with moss and different kind of growth products that can be used. But we've had a difficult time for some reason with Nevada Power in them looking at any of the alternative energy. We've had solar out there. We've been in escrow with one of the largest solar companies out of Spain, and of course wind energy. And it just seems like, I'm not sure what the answer is, but there isn't an appetite in Nevada Power, Nevada Energy. There isn't an appetite for alternative energy. And I don't understand that, with Harry Reid has taken a position and very strong for alternative energy, but for some reason we're not embracing it at our power providers. And it's just as simple as getting PPAs, but they have to issue them. And we've lost quite a number of companies that have gone elsewhere or couldn't locate them.
Now, you do have Barrick in there with a solar field, correct?
Barrick Gold was successful. They built a plant out there, about 150-megawatt plant that's operating. And one of the things they did is a solar array outside of the plant in addition to natural gas. So there is something there, and I wish I knew what Barrick's magic was, but we all haven't seemed to be able to touch the right button.
All right, well, we'll try and pursue it here on this program. There's going to be a tour out at TRI for people that might want to come out and see what you guys are doing out there. Would you give us a brief explanation?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. NAIOP is holding a bus tour that would be available to the public that would like to see. They're going to visit Schluter, for example. Schluter is the only LEED Gold building in the state of Nevada. Very, very energy efficient building. Fun to visit. Interesting things they brought over from Germany. And they're going to go to ARC, who is doing all of the reprocessing of diesel fuels. It's going to be a fun alternative energy tour of TRI and what's going on. All they have to do would be to get online and or email Amanda at LanceGilman.com. Amanda at LanceGilman.com. She's going to hate me for this, but if they will email Amanda, Amanda at LanceGilman.com, she can get them a seat on these buses. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be the 29th of September, next month, and come out and visit TRI, and we'll knock your socks off.
I want to talk about something. We've got about 30 seconds here left. That's kind of interesting. TRI became a home for wild horses, and now there's another development with bighorn sheep. Explain briefly, if you would.
Well, the bighorn sheep we've been working on for probably about 15 years and had it locked in with the previous group before Lance got there, and then they backed out on us. But what we're doing is we have sheep ready to go. We're putting guzzlers in as we speak out there on the mountaintops where the windmills are going to go as well. And it's been an endeavor that we finally got allocations from NBU and NDOW, and they're going to go down and capture these sheep, I believe, within the next month. And right around October 1st, I believe, they're going to transplant desert bighorn sheep in the Virginia range.
And they will not allow it to be hunted?
They will allow it to be hunted at a certain time. We don't
know
what
time. Someday in the future, if the herd takes off, there's the possibility of that.
But
on a very, very limited basis. Primarily, it's a restart of a species that was here and is gone. And we're delighted to have them out there at TRI today. About 50 sheep are coming in.
Wow. Well, I encourage people to come out on the tour, because I've been out there, and you really can't believe it until you see it, and you can't really see it from the roadway at all.
No.
When you get out there and start seeing million square foot buildings, it's really quite amazing. So Amanda at LanceGilman.com is the address. Gentlemen, thank you so much, and we'll follow up on this energy situation. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how the roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? You do have another choice. Online learning from K-12, a full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. Call now for your free information kit to learn more. K-12 is a fully accredited program parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. And books and supplies are included.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Nevada Virtual Academy is currently accepting students in grades K through 12. Call K-12 today or go online to learn more.
It's the Red Hot Summer Sell-Off at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Virtually all makes and models are on sale, and interest rates as low as 1.5%. Get a guaranteed $4,000 for your trade, push, pull, or drag, or $4,000.
$10,000 cash assistance towards your negative equity.
Buy with zero money down and no payments till next year.
Receive a $1,000 Red Hot Gas cash to cool off those high gas prices with purchase.
It's the Red Hot Summer Sell-Off. Going on now, only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here. He's political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Liz McMenamin is the vice president of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Larry Mathias is executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association, if I can get the word out. So, Larry, let me start out with this. It was a New York Times article back on the 19th of August talking about the U.S. scrambling to ease shortage of vital medicines. And a lot of these are low-cost medicines that have run out. And people suffering from all kinds of illnesses are just, they're dying. It literally is what's happening.
The healthcare system is under strain unlike anything I've seen in 30 years. Every part of it, every area where we have taken things for granted are being strained by the changing structures, by the changing economics of healthcare. That story is one of many about shortages in availability of essential parts of the healthcare services.
How are your members responding to this?
You know, actually, since we provide the drugs to the citizens out there, they're having their own issues with trying to obtain them, the chain drug stores. Actually, I think that part of this is still because everything's up in question, because of the Obamacare, because of where are we going as a nation with our health care? Are we going to be one that we subsidize everything? And if that's the case, there's no profits for some of these companies to provide this.
And that's one of the problems is these drugs are very popular, but they're all off patent.
Yeah, and that is that's another ball game to watch. It's real funny to watch the whole issue about the patent situation because we watched it at the legislature, and these high-end drug companies are coming. They're really scrambling right now because they're scared. They see that these patents are playing out and that there's going to be a flood on the market of the less expensive counterfeit.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, and we've talked about it in this program before, is that the drug companies that have the expensive drugs that the insurance companies don't want to pay for are providing cards to anybody that wants to write them, and they will pay anywhere from 25, 35, 50 bucks a month to drop your copay. It goes to the pharmacy. It does not go to the drug manufacturer.
It has.
I'm sorry, to the insurance company, I should say.
It does seem to be the example, though, of just how muddled a mess our medical care has become. And in this flat earth economy that we're in, how bizarre it is, because there seem to be different rate structures. The United States seems to be expected to pay for the cost of development of drugs that are then sold more cheaply in other parts of the world. It's a very strange situation.
It is, and there are only so many breakthroughs that science can make.
And there really are not that many coming through the pipeline.
What we're doing is we're making minor improvements off of the breakthrough drugs, and the question is the cost difference actually worth showing actual measurable differences in outcome? And many times that's not the case.
All right, let's turn to politics of another kind. It was interesting today to read about the numbers coming out of Washoe County in terms of Republicans and Democrats. Apparently, Washoe County has turned Republican again because it did go to the Democrats 2 years ago. This really brings Washoe County into play, that Southern Nevada cannot, in a statewide race, ignore Washoe County, correct?
Precisely, and we're emerging as that incredible swing county of the 17, because we can break either way. We've seen the crossover voting like we saw in the Reed Engel race, which suggests that Washoe County voters are perhaps more engaged than most other voters in the state. It's an interesting role for us to play.
Do you think they're more engaged than the folks in rural Nevada?
Well, I don't know. We're talking a much smaller number in the case of the rural Nevada. And I would say, no, the rural communities are very engaged. They turn out in droves. I'd like to see those numbers in Washoe County and in southern Nevada to see those type of voters turn out. But I agree with Fred on the fact that we are engaged. There's apathy in southern Nevada. When you look at the large numbers down there and the amount of voters that turn out, it's really sad because I feel very strongly about getting out and participating in our government.
I think the president is showing that he thinks Northern Nevada is pretty important.
Yes.
He's announced his jobs tour, and he's going to be in Fernley, maybe looking for a future job.
You have
job.
Breaking news right there, sir.
Yeah.
But, you know, Liz raises, I think, a very important point, too. In Nevada, we have 45% of the voters that could be voting that aren't even registered. And that is one of the worst counts in the country, and the largest portion of those sit in Clark County.
Well, it's going to be interesting, too, to see turnout for the Mark Hamady-Kate Marshall special election.
Well, if the national parties can't generate anything to stimulate the base, then it does look like it's going to be a small turnout. It looks like it's going to be probably a Republican turnout. So I think for Mark Hamady, I think he'll be the next member of Congress from Nevada, and his primary starts on September 14th.
Do you think that the Democratic machine that's still in place has enough momentum to be able to do anything to help Kate Marshall?
I don't think so, and I think that there's a lot of reflective thinking going on in the Democratic Party right now of whether this is a place to put the money. This is a Republican
the
district.
The DCCC has no money in this at all.
Exactly. This is a Republican district, and it's clearly going to stay Republican, and so there are other places they should be putting their attention.
I challenge you to disagree with him.
Oh, there's no way I can disagree with him. I'm just surprised Senator Reid didn't pump more money into this to try and keep Kate Marshall more viable out there in the public. And the money's not there. And it's just not there.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
People in Nevada are choosing Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health coverage. So if you need an individual health plan, what's stopping you from joining?
With kids, I have to be prepared. Do you cover preventive care?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a choice of plans, including those with preventive care, to help your family and your budget stay healthy.
I'll bet my personal doctor isn't in your network.
I'll bet he is. And our large network of doctors and hospitals helps you save on the cost of your care, adding more value to your coverage.
I'm self-employed. I need something simple and affordable.
No problem. Our plans are designed for different needs and budgets. Compare plans and apply online 24 hours a day. Or call us to discuss your options. Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for service and value.
For a free rate quote for you or your family, call 1-866-759-5029 or visit us online at anthem.com/join in.
It's the world's greatest Labor Day sale, and it starts this Thursday. Reno's lowest prices on furniture, with interest-free financing until 2016. Reno's best furniture, living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, on sale. Kids and teens furniture, mattresses and leather furniture, on sale. Plus free interest financing when you take until 2016 to pay. It's the world's greatest Labor Day sale. Starts Thursday at More Furniture for Less.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At GlassPro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty only at GlassPro.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Among our guests coming up next week, Annette Whittemore will be here. We'll see you next week.